You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is retired Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We've asked him to offer his insight as the Iraqi cabinet finally approves a security pact between our country and Iraq as far as the positioning of U.S. troops and keeping troops in that country past the current December 31st deadline. And Chuck, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be back with you, Greg.
Well, this has gone back and forth, revised several different times. The Bush administration urging that this get done, obviously, because we're running out of time here. And it turns out the Iraqi parliament's set to adjourn for the year in about a week's time. How significant is this cabinet approval? And does that basically assure us that we'll see approval from the parliament?
Well, the Iraqi cabinet is very indicative of how the parliament will probably vote. It has been called a microcosm of that parliament. And I think the voting went something like 27-4, 1 abstained, and 9 were on foreign travel. So the Prime Minister, Maliki, had said previously that he would not bring it to a cabinet vote if he didn't think that he would have the votes to carry this off in the parliament. So given that, I think he's pretty confident that he's got the votes to get this passed.
In looking at the terms that we know about anyway in this security agreement, Captain Nash, there are certain things that might cause concern for folks who are looking at the situation closely, such as the U.S. apparently under this pact will not be allowed to launch attacks from Iraq across the border as we did, for example, in Syria to target an al-Qaeda figure a number of weeks ago. Do you feel that we're unduly handcuffed, or is this simply a compromise we need to make?
I think that's a compromise that that needs to be made. And prior to this, Greg, the draft that I saw was back on October 13th, and there were three main clauses that were a problem. Article 4, responsibilities, Article 12, which was legal jurisdiction, and Article 25, which was the withdrawal of U.S. forces. The article that you just mentioned is a new one that was added into the agreement after the Syrian raid became public. Prior to that, evidently there had been raids into Syria and other places, and as long as there was deniability, it wasn't a problem. As soon as that became public, it became a problem.
Who needs this pact more?
I think this is one of those things where we are mutually desirous of having this thing. And the reason is because if the United States were forced, through lack of an agreement, to have to do an expedited withdrawal, the Iranians would have tremendously undue influence over the Iraqis. Maliki understands that. He has been walking a tightrope trying to keep Muqtadir al-Sadr marginalized and his people marginalized so he can build strength in the central government. He has been accused of being in the Iranians' pockets. But Maliki has been really walking that fine line. So he's been keeping al-Sadr marginalized. He has been keeping U.S. forces in Iraq, and it's giving him all time to build that strength so that when Muqtadir al-Sadr does come back and his people, if they should try to stand back up and try to take parts of Baghdad or other parts of the country, they'll meet the same fate that the Iranian special forces and special groups and Muqtadir al-Sadr's people met in Basra.
Captain Nash, it's a little bit confusing when we think about the different factions involved in trying to get the best possible deal here.
Yeah,
from we got Muqtadir al-Sadr, who you just referred to. He has said if this is approved by the parliament, he's no longer going to stand down. He would fight.
Right.
Yet the Iranians who support al-Sadr and his efforts to destabilize, at least one of their officials, their judiciary chief in Iran, says he likes this deal.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, his name is Shahruti. And he is Iran's judiciary chief, and he is also one of Muqtadir al-Sadr's mentors, as al-Sadr is in Iran getting a crash course on trying to become an Ayatollah. And that's all religious politics. What they're trying to do is get him up to speed to give him some kind of Ayatollah status so that when the true religious leader of Iraq, who is the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, when he passes away, and he's in his 80s right now, that the Iranians are going to try to push Muqtadir al-Sadr up to a position of religious leadership in the country. And it was Sistani, by the way, your listeners may remember that back when we first went in from Kuwait into Iraq, one of the most one of the best things that happened was Sistani issued a fatwa that said to the people of Iraq, don't interfere with the allies, the Americans. They're coming. Even though they're invading our country, they're coming to free and oppressed people. And that fatwa is what kept the Iraqi people in general from fighting back against the Americans. So Sistani has been very important to this. Muqtadir al-Sadr is a wild card. He's not there to help, nor are the Iranians.
We're talking with retired Navy Captain Chuck Nash here, and in our final couple of minutes, Captain, in terms of where this leaves us, assuming this is a pass by the Parliament, that gives U.S. troops permission to stay in the country through the end of 2011. President-elect Obama has said he wants U.S. troops gone within 16 months, which would obviously be sometime in the middle of 2010. What should be the biggest priorities in determining when and how quickly U.S. troops are withdrawn? We just heard from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs today saying it should always be conditions-based. So how do we read that?
I think it always should be conditions-based. One of the things that in the agreement is that by, I think it's June 30th, 2009, all U.S. troops will be pulled out of the cities and put onto major installations, and then by December 31st, 2011, all U.S. troops shall be withdrawn. Now, that doesn't mean that they will be. That means that if the Iraqi government does not ask us to stay, we will be gone by that point. I think conditions-based is absolutely the right thing. You never want to telegraph a move that this is absolutely for certain is going to happen, because the last thing we want to do now, Greg, is snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Because if you look at what's happening in Iraq right now, and you'll hear people time after time say it, we've won that war. And it's hard for the American people to face that fact, because the media, when things stopped going so well, they didn't report that things were getting better. They just stopped covering it, period. So the American people don't realize how tremendously things have shifted. It's been a sea change in Iraq. And we cannot, at this point, be dumb enough to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. We have paid too dear a price to get this.
Captain, unfortunately, our time is up, sir. As always, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Greg.
Captain Chuck Nash, U.S. Navy retired. He's also a Fox News military analyst. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, an update on the Obama transition and the possibility of Hillary Clinton becoming Secretary of State. Up next, what you think about a possible government bailout of the Big Three. Stay tuned.